Watson of the International Secret Police. Li Ying, Hong Kong representative of the International Secret Police, Dr. Kingsley, and the Hong Kong police are trying to break through the secret door in the Siang Dock seawall and rescue Speed, Clint, Barney, and little Jean Kingsley. The octopus has ordered that their tunnel prison be filled with water. The water has almost reached the roof of the tunnel, and the boys have about given up hope of rescue when the octopus, learning that the police have found the secret door, decides to dynamite the inner chamber so that there will be no danger of them tracing his headquarters by way of other passages. When the blast occurs, the enormous door separating the inner chamber from the water-filled tunnel is forced outwards and misses the boys and Jean by inches.
Clint, Barney, where are you? Are you all right?
I'm all right, Speed. Where's Jean?
I grabbed her hand when I heard the explosion. We went down under the water. Next thing I knew, I was climbing up on this pile of dirt.
Yes. I'm so glad we're out of that water.
But where's Clint?
I don't know, kid. It's so dark we can't see anything. Just sort of have to feel around.
Barney, you think that door might have struck him as it came down?
Nah, he saw it coming. Remember, there was a flash of light on the other side of that door just before she blew. He yelled at me to watch out.
Clint, where are you?
Oh, dear. If you could only see something.
Barney, we've got to find him. We can't stay here while Clint may be floating somewhere in the tunnel.
Now, hold on, Speed. We've just had a mighty narrow escape. Ain't many people who can be so close to a blast of dynamite and still talk afterwards. We can't go walking around in this darkness. We'll all get into trouble. That blast probably sent Clint further down the tunnel than us, that's all. He'll come back all right. Don't worry. We'll just give a shout now and then to give him his directions.
Okay. Clint, we're up here. Where's here? That's what I'd like to know.
Near as I can figure out, kid, we're on a ledge of dirt just about where the door was. Boy, that dynamite sure saved us from swallowing a lot of water.
The water's getting lower all the time, too. Guess most of it is running into that room that was dynamited. Must have been a big room.
Do you think any more water is coming in?
Don't know about that. Oh, God, I wish my flashlight was working so we could look for Clint.
Wait a little longer. And if this water keeps going down, maybe we can start looking. Or, I should say, feeling, kid. But right now, there's nothing we can do but sit tight and hope for the best.
After the blast, something must have struck me on the head and water carried me away from the others. But where? What's all that noise? I'll go toward it. Young seawall door. They're breaking it down. It's the rescue party. Ying! Li Ying!
Is that you? Where are you?
Oh, here! In the tunnel! I'm coming out!
Is that really you?
It's me, all right, Ying. You just came in time.
Thank heaven you're safe, Clint. Where's Speed and Barney?
They're back in the tunnel. We've got to get to them right away. Jean is with them.
Jean? You mean my little girl was in that tunnel with you?
It's a long story, but I'll give you the highlights on the way back. Let's get started right away.
Of course. You men, bring lanterns and flashlights and follow us. Here's a flashlight for you, Clint.
And be careful of that jagged wood, Doctor.
Oh, I'm over it. Now let's go. I must see if my little girl is safe. I tried to reach you to tell you that she had disappeared, Clint, but you'd already gone back to the Siang Da.
Oh, yes. Now watch your footing, Ying. This mud is slippery as grease from all that water.
The water receded very quickly. The tunnel was full when we were breaking in.
Yeah, and it was full, all right. We were swimming around, bumping our heads against the roof, when the room on the other side of the big door at the end of this tunnel was dynamited.
Dynamited?
Yeah, it forced the door open. Guess most of the water ran in there. But I was separated from the others by the blast. The next thing I knew, I was down near the seawall door.
Then you don't know if the others survived that dynamite blast.
I'm not absolutely sure, Doctor, but I have good reason to think so. You see, it was that room that received the force of the blast, not the tunnel. The octopus wanted to destroy that room for some good reason. Probably to hide his tracks. And perhaps passages from that room led directly to his headquarters.
In that case, his lair should be near the Siang Dock.
Possibly, but you can't tell yet. Hey, look. Here is where the water was being pumped in, you see? And there's a shortwave set up there, too. The octopus talked to us over it.
He knew then that you were coming to the Siang Dock to search for the secret passage.
Unquestionably. And probably had men planted on the dock itself. We couldn't find a clue to the secret passage on the dock. And then Speed decided to go under the dock and investigate the float and runway. When Barney and I decided to give up the search and went to get Speed, we'd find he'd completely disappeared. But there was an opening in the seawall where there had been none before. A secret door. We entered the tunnel calling Speed, and the door shut behind us. By the time we'd located Speed and Jean, water was starting coming in.
Oh, how horrible. But tell me, how did Jean get down here?
Well, she disguised herself as a Chinese boy. Slipped out of the house and came down on a rickshaw. Said she was afraid of missing something.
You know, I'll have to give that child a good talking to. She can't run around Hong Kong as if it were her backyard.
And especially with the secret police. Contact with us while we are working brings her directly under the eye of the octopus.
Hey, Ying, does the doctor know
that
about...
I am a member of the secret police? Yes, Clint. Under the circumstances, it was necessary to tell him. In fact, the octopus probably knows my true identity, too, since I was openly leading the rescue work.
That's too bad. You were accomplishing so much as Li Ying, the tea merchant. Perhaps it isn't as bad as we think. With the police at his very door, the octopus probably withdrew his spies on the dock and sought safer quarters.
You took a great chance coming in here alone, Clint.
We hadn't planned on that. I only wanted to locate the secret passage, if possible. But when Speed disappeared, we had no choice. We had to find him. Well, see, by the way, Ying... How did you ever locate the secret door to this tunnel?
By the merest chance. The doctor and I came down under the dock because I remembered Speed and Barney's experience under it the night of the flower boat raid. We inspected the seawall and never would have noticed anything unusual about it had the doctor not perceived a strand of false gray hair.
False gray hair? What? By Barney? Is that part of Barney's makeup?
Yes. You see, I remembered you telling me he was to appear as an aged coolie. We inspected the seawall more closely, knowing that you all must have been there, and then saw a trickle of water coming from behind the wall, rather high up.
Then Ying sent a diver down under the runway, and he discovered the pipes which were carrying the water inside the tunnel. Oh, this octopus is a monster. He must be destroyed.
Don't worry, Doctor. In spite of our narrow escape, we were nearer to him than ever before. I believe that we shall run him down, unless he leaves Hong Kong entirely.
And then?
And then we'll follow him, no matter where he goes. Oh, Ying.
Yes, Clint?
How many men did you bring with you?
Enough, along with the Hong Kong police, to throw a cordon around the whole Siang Dock.
Then let's continue the search. I am nowhere near the octopus, or he wouldn't have dynamited that room at the end of the tunnel. And once we get Speed, Jean, and the doctor out of here, let's stay on the trail of that rat until we found him.
Clint, don't do it.
What do you mean?
You've just come through a harrowing experience.
Oh, but that's over and done with.
No, it has had its effect on your body, whether you realize it or not. You're still tense. You're likely to snap at any minute.
Oh, nonsense, Ying. I've gone through worse than this before and carried on until the end of the job at hand.
But you had no one else but yourself to think about. This time you had Speed and Jean to worry over.
Ying is right, Clint. As a physician, I would advise you to rest up from this excitement and exposure before tackling anything more.
Oh, and give the octopus a chance to escape?
I don't think he is ready to leave Hong Kong yet, Clint. Don't drive yourself too far. Remember, should you crack up, the service would lose its eighth operator.
Very well, Ying. After finding Barney, Speed, and Jean, we'll suspend the search for a few hours. Perhaps it's best after all, because I want to cable Chief Riley what has happened, and we'll probably receive an answer.
Is the end of the tunnel much farther, Clint?
No, Doctor. We may be able to hear their voices now if we call them. Oh, Speed! Barney!
Hey, sounds like Clint.
Here we are.
Oh, I hear Jean's voice. Thank heaven my little girl is safe.
After this experience, Dr. Kingsley, I doubt if she will try to follow in the footsteps of the secret police again.
Well, I'd take her back to Honolulu, but it's impossible for me to get away right now. Oh, if only Marcia were with us. You know, she's like a sister to the child.
Well, we'll have Marcia back in no time. I'm going to get in touch with Bob Gilmore once we're out of this tunnel and see if he's picked up any information yet.
It's Barney.
Yes, Barney. And I brought Ying and Dr. Kingsley and some of the police with me.
You have? Then we're rescued.
You bet.
Daddy!
Well, hello, Miss
Jean, honey.
Never go back. Am I glad
to see you? Oh, Dr. Pescatia, what happened to you?
Something must have knocked me out, Barney, and the water carried me away from you.
We couldn't look for you at first because the water was still pretty high.
Yeah, but now most of it's in that room that was dynamite.
And the rest of it ran out the door in the Siang Sea wall.
Golly, it looks good to see a crowd of people and light again. I'll never want to be alone for the rest of my life.
Well, I'd never recognize your body. Half your makeup has been washed away, but enough remains to change you completely.
That ain't makeup, Doc. That's fright. I was scared to death bobbing around in this dark tunnel, hitting my head on the roof.
You were afraid, Barney? But you kept telling me not to be scared.
It's the clown in me, Jane. Laughing while I'm scared still.
Clown is right. Well, come on, let's get out of this place now that we've found you and get into some dry clothes and have something to eat.
Yeah, and something to drink besides ocean water. May be all right for a tuna, but not for me. Hey, where's Speed? Did he decide to stay down by the entrance?
Speed?
Yeah.
Well, where is he?
Haven't you seen him, Clint? As soon as the water went down, he started out looking for you.
Yeah, slipped away in the dark before I knew what he was up to.
Barney, we didn't pass Speed in the tunnel.
Yeah, well, what?
Why, no, we thought he would be up here with you.
Suffering wang doodles. Then where is the kid? He couldn't go any place but up and down this tunnel.
That's right. Unless there's another passage in this tunnel.
You mean the octopus may have him?
I don't know, but we've got to find out. Come on.